Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, September 2nd, 1952, Barbadians received news of the likelihood of the establishment of a new industry in the country. According to the Advocate report, plans had been set in motion to manufacture tiles in Barbados using local clay deposits. The plan, according to the paper, was to be financed by a local bank, the Barbados Cooperative Bank, managed by the black entrepreneur MacDonald Simmons. The bank, also known as the Penny Bank, was established in Barbados in 1938 with a capital of $240,000. By 1951, the bank had acquired several plantations such as Caneville, Maxwell's, and Grisette's, to name a few. Not content with the purchase of plantations, the bank sought to invest in industry. The paper revealed that the bank had earmarked the sum of $250,000 to finance the construction of the plant, and a Mr. C.A. Coppin had been sent to England to acquaint himself with the working of the plant and to select the necessary machinery and equipment for ovens. The site for the plant, the Advocate revealed, was to be on a 2-acre lot at Apes Hill, St. James, chosen because of its proximity to an existing gas pipeline, which would provide the fuel for the ovens. The plant did come to fruition, producing decorative and general pottery, clay tiles and bricks, and operated for about 20 years, well beyond the collapse of the bank in 1962. Nevertheless, at a time when there were discussions about diversifying away from the sugar industry, a local bank was willing to invest in an industry which would provide employment opportunities for the working people. Indeed, the idea of a plant to use local clays was replicated at Greenland, St. Andrew, several years later, and was still a viable industry in the first decade of the 21st century, producing clay roofs and tiles that would adorn the homes of many Barbadians.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.